It's Monday, the 27th of April, 8 a.m. It's cold, but there isn't a cloud in the sky that I can see, and the sun's beaming through the trees into the garden. It's a beautiful, almost early spring-like morning, if it weren't for the growth in the garden. April 27th, 2015. At 4 o'clock this morning, my cousin Stephen died, passed on. I switched my phone on this morning just after I'd had my porridge, put it on charge, and there was a voicemail immediately from Faye, his wife, just to give her a wee call back. She didn't say anything, but I knew if she was phoning it before 6 in the morning, I knew, but I pretended that I didn't know. So, while having my coffee, as usual, with my feet up listening to classical music, I gave her a call back. And she gave me all the details. Now, I've prayed every morning and night since he was taken into the Marie Curie Hospice that God would give him a quick release, because I'd seen my father going through a long, horrendous, and my family, of course, a long, horrendous death. That was hard. So I've prayed every day, every night. So my prayers were answered, and I can't stop thanking God for that. But while I was away on holiday, I also prayed that I'd get back home and get to see him once again, at least once again. So that didn't happen, but the greater prayer came out. So while I was on the phone to Faye, I found it hard to speak. You see, I'm what they call chicken hearted. There's one thing sure to set me off, is bereavement, funerals. Can't help it, it's me. And even though, obviously, I knew it was coming, I just found it so hard to speak. Tears in my eyes, throat choking up. So, Mary came out of the shower. I was still battling with this. So I killed 3 or 4 minutes while she brushed her teeth. before I went to tell her. And of course she responded as you would expect to respond, and asked me when he died. And bear in mind, I'm just about ready to go in the shower, so I told her in a strangled voice. And headed for the shower. She asked me another question and I couldn't answer. I just closed the shower door. She knew. She knows what I'm like. So there's a song. I did my crying in the rain. I can't remember if that was Buddy Holly or who. Several, no. But I did my crying in the shower. Heading away. A blubbering idiot. But I had to do that to get out so that I could speak to Mary when I came out of the shower. I was fine. I gave her all the details and we spoke. And I spoke to Stephen. I spoke to my brother. Yes, he's my cousin, but he's my brother.